moving over here.
It doesn't matter. It's all the same. Good morning. Is anyone there? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless this day, bless this week. God, bring out some sunshine before week's over and give us some heat. Because you know I need natural vitamin D. Now, God, we ask you to bless our families, look far and near. God, bless our partners across this globe and people that have been in contact with us via friendships, via partnerships. God, wherever they are, take care of them. God, give us increase, give us wisdom, and give us knowledge. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, guys. Okay, no one's there. I got some type of order going on at the house. Now, if it was, I had to move out that fast or move in that fast, I'd be a little nuts. But right now, I'm good. I got iron this morning. I'm getting my therapy.
So we could talk about some of the stuff I have in mind to do. It'd be kind of cool. And the more we do it, I think I got to figure out how you get it up. Well, I know what to do.
On what?
I wanted to put together maybe 4 10-minute cooking things.
No 10 minutes.
20 minutes.
No.
30 minutes.
No.
Two minutes.
Three minutes. No more than three.
Yeah.
That's
for one thing. I'm looking together to put together maybe two or three prototypes of programs we can bring to Western Broadcasting.
Good morning. Hi, Voice. How are you this morning? I'm doing good. And how was your weekend? Are you allowed to do that on Mother's Day weekend? It's not Father's Day weekend. It's Mother's Day weekend. I'm talking about your wife. Oh, we got to marry you off. You're a good guy. Really? What are you doing single? Do you have any women out there that are looking for good men? Good Christian men? Oh, they're out there. Trust me, because I'm still single. I'm nuts. Hey, thanks a lot.
Jeff. How are you doing?
Peachy. What kind of channel are you looking at, Jeff? Mark?
Public television.
What kind of shows?
Cooking.
That's what I'm saying. The if you make them short. And don't make them more than 7 minutes. Because remember, we're looking at a millennium, and we're moving fast. And all they want is the gist of it.
Yeah.
They'll do the rest. Sitting down and watching a whole 20 minutes, you're going to lose them. Because
you can't cook in 7 minutes.
You can cook in 7 minutes because you're not cooking the whole thing.
Yeah.
You're giving me the beginning, the middle, the end, and what goes in, you know, that
okay.
kind of thing. Because there's technique that goes with it. You're showing me the specialized technique. That specialized technique is not going to take 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's why they can do a complete meal on food TV in one network in 30 minutes.
We could do it primarily on local stuff. I've got a kitchen we can use.
Okay.
And
So you were doing specialties. So I would say pierogies.
Yeah.
Cavatelles.
Yes.
Things that, you know,
local.
Things,
yeah.
you know, ethnic specialties that are niche.
Yeah.
That you don't know that if you put a little vinegar in the water, this is what it does.
Yeah. I think that stuff could be kind of cool. We could put it on Youngstown Eats and build up. The goal is to actually get some programming into public television. Western Reserve. See, Pittsburgh has a lot of this cooking stuff. Western Reserve does not.
Well, we have access.
Yeah.
We got access to more than just Western Reserve.
Yeah.
We got access. We got access to Ohio. We got access.
Yeah.
We got access to Ohio State.
Now, Pittsburgh makes a ton of money off of their food program. Pittsburgh.
The Western Reserve.
Yeah. And the Western Reserve does nothing.
Well, we can do that. So Doris Leahy.
Yeah. We'll talk a little about what happened over the weekend. I wanted to have a moment on the air.
We're on the air.
I got to
Don't
do
go last.
Fun over the weekend.
Doris Leahy's going to come and volunteer.
Pardon me?
Doris Leahy.
Yeah.
She's going to come and volunteer with us.
Okay.
And help me with some of the office stuff and answering phones and returning phone calls and emails. And we've got about a minute and a half, and Jeff's going to come in around the corner. And I don't care. You know, I have, it is what it is.
I got to judge a food.
We're live.
This weekend.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
We're not live yet. We're live on Blog Talk. We're live on Facebook. So I might as well do this now while I'm alive, because this happens every day, and I try to expand this, and it won't let me. So I might as well just go here, and hey, Facebook Live, we are in the studio, and we are waiting for my cue to come up live. So welcome to Tracy and Friends, and go for the ride. I know that the sound is, I think it's better now. At least I haven't heard too many complaints about it, and if you don't hear me, please let me know. But I've also heard that what's that, Jeffrey? Don't be messing with my dog.
That's my dog. Don't be trying to claim my dog. I just let you have it.
Hey, we're ready.
Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless this.
La, 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 la.
Whose dog are you? See?
Well, good morning, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440, brought to you by Wendell World of Youngstown. The call-in number here is 516-595-8258, and I hope everyone's having a good day. It is gloomy. It is non-sunny. I was just telling Mark I need natural vitamin D, and it is nowhere to be found today. I need natural vitamin D. See, sometimes people need vitamin D. I need natural vitamin D. But I had a great week. I had a great weekend. I woke up Saturday morning and I was so overwhelmingly depressed. It was bad.
Yeah.
I've never had a bout like that ever in life.
Yeah.
I woke up and it was just bad.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to go, and those of you who are listening, I know you guys wanted me to come to a lot of events on Saturday. Youngstown State graduated Saturday. So I want to congratulate all the graduates from Youngstown State. We had a lot of kids from early college graduate on Saturday. I was supposed to go to an opening of a nonprofit for Pastor Frost, and I was nowhere to be found, and I want to apologize to everybody because I was really in a funk. I was really not in a happy, happy, joy, joy, smile at anyone. I might have bitten your head off, said something that I couldn't have taken back, so I had to hide.
Oh, well, you should have come with me.
Where were you?
I was judging a cooking contest.
No, 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 no. I said no people. No, 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 no.
Yeah, I got to judge the Recipes of Youngstown dessert contest.
Where was that?
It was over at St. Anthony's in Briar Hill. And Recipes of Youngstown is a really good organization. Recipes of Youngstown. They got about 4,000 or 5,000 members on their Facebook page. They work very closely with the Mahoning Valley Historical Society and the Youngstown State University veterans. And they run fundraisers. They three organizations. They have three cookbooks out right now, all with local recipes. And they run food tastings 2 or 3 times a year, and this one was over at St. Anthony's in Briar Hill, and they love to judge the desserts. And so I sat down, and they had 13 desserts in front of me to try.
Ooh, and you tried them all.
I tried them all.
You know what? I might have been in a better mood.
Not afterwards, you wouldn't have been.
Yes, I would.
No, I want to tell you, I am now starting to feel a little bit better because, you know, they say they're going to give you they gave you a piece, and you're there, you know, trying to pick.
But they didn't want you to pig out?
Yeah, and the theme of the contest was your mother's favorite dessert. And given the average age of the people in Recipes of Youngstown, that means their mothers would have been in the 1970s. And we had a lot, and you could see the 1970s style desserts in the 13th. So there was, you know, that pistachio.
So, Mark, why didn't you invite your colleagues?
Huh?
You didn't invite anybody.
It's
like you didn't. Hold on. You were here Thursday. You were here Friday.
Yes.
Did they call you at the last minute and say, show up?
No, they called me at the beginning of last week.
So he was with us on Monday.
Yeah.
I think he was here Thursday.
Yeah.
And he showed back up on Friday.
Yeah.
We ate lunch together each of those days. And do you know what he did not do any of those days, Jeffrey?
What is that?
He did not say, hey, Tracy, guess what's happening on Saturday? That may be a good event for you to go to, and it'll be an attitude adjustment for you because you need to be here. Did he do that? No.
Yeah, the those ladies that run recipes, Bobby Allen, I'll give a shout-out to her. This woman does terrific
work. Mark.
But they run
Mark,
that place like a military
okay.
operation.
That's not what I asked you.
Yeah.
I want to know why no one was invited.
I'm a judge. I can't invite anybody to come and sit with me.
I didn't ask you to come sit with you. I wanted to go and eat.
Oh, well, I should have done that, huh?
And actually, your palate is not as good as mine.
Yeah.
Because I'm a female. And we know dessert.
Yeah,
you guys just know food.
The food was all wonderful. It was all local, and these people brought. I think they had 35 different stations. They charged like a $5 for 6 tastings.
Well, let me tell you what I did, so that you know why I was depressed.
Uh-oh.
I think this is what started it.
Uh-oh.
I was watching the Hallmark Channel.
Oh, okay.
And the Hallmark Channel is I call the safe channel. I ain't got to go home and repent and ask Jesus to forgive me when I get done watching the Hallmark Channel because, you know, some of these, you watch, you know, the other, it was Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah.
So on the Family Channel, they had a bunch of Mother's Day movies. So Monster-in-Law and Mother's Day, which was a cute movie, but very, very emasculating because I'm going to get to what I watched on there.
Yeah.
But that was watching, and you know, Hallmark is back to white sappy love stories now. You got Kim Fields on the outside going, go for it, go for it. I'm your best friend. I work for you. You can go find love. I got my own. But we didn't figure out how she figured out hers. But never mind. So I'm watching
the older ones are very – they're showing a lot of the old ones, and the old ones are very white.
Very. And don't get me wrong. We got to go – you got to get a little sprinkle of black. A little black girl singing. She was rocking. But seriously. I mean, she could sing very, very well, and she cussed her parents out, and nobody said anything, and it worked like that because I sat in the back seat when I was a kid, Jeff, and the police pulled my mom over. I did not get to tell the police off because they pulled my dad over, but I was watching Camp Beverly Hills with Goldie Hawn, and the little black girl sitting in the back seat of the car, she got to tell the cop completely off, and her parents were like, go, kid. I was just shocked, but who am I? Okay, I'm sorry. I regress. Let me go back to what I was talking about.
Digress.
Let me go back.
Let's go back to the white thing before.
Let's
you go
back
forward.
There. So I'm watching the Hallmark Channel, and I'm still single. It's Mother's Day, and I'm all by myself. And I'm like, I'm really mad. I'm really depressed, and I have no one to call that I can say I just want to spend time with, and that just ticked me off completely. And that's how the morning started on Saturday. And then I began to look around at other women who are in the same situation that I'm in. And I'm going, you know what? This is not what God designed. You have to realize, I just think this is so not right. I'm looking, and I'm complaining, and wait a minute, all I got is my mother and a dog. God forbid if I'd had kids. That is so not right. And then
that's
I'm watching.
Right, that you don't have kids or you have a mother and a dog.
No, but you have a mother and a dog, but you don't have a covering as a woman. You don't have your support. Women are supposed, we are help meet. We are not supposed to be it all. And then I'm watching these crazy movies on Hallmark, who these mushy white love stories, which are all fantasy, emasculating men, tearing down the family. And I'm going, are you kidding me?
Fairy tales can come true.
That's right, Doris Day. And wait a minute, and the rest of us were raised on Doris Day, and she dropped dead.
She died.
She was 97.
You want me to tell you why? Her attitude was que sera,
sera. That's right.
Her whole will be.
Which is the second whitest song ever made.
That is not a white song.
It's a good song.
That's a good song. That's not a white song. That's not a white song. That was just.
The whitest song ever made was Perry Como's Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes.
No, the white song was White Christmas.
No.
No. He had too many saying that one.
But I'm just saying, you got to understand what's going on. So I'm watching this and I'm going, God, please help. And I'm watching the teardown of men. I'm watching parents, a man has no, I watched this young lady talk to her father in this movie. And I'm going, Is this real?
Was that the one on the horse ranch? She was talking to her father. They were on a ranch.
I believe so.
And she was pretended to be from New England when she was really from Texas.
That's correct.
Oh, we watched the same movie.
That's what I'm saying.
We had a different, I had a different impression than you, but that's.
Because I mean, you know, Hallmark is an all day marathon. You just watch movie after movie, and I'm going. And there is a thread here going, Jeff. I mean, I know Ariel.
Yeah.
I've met your daughter, and I don't believe you allow that. But then when I look around today and what people are doing with their children today, I am very, very not surprised by what I'm seeing because they promote this. If you tell your wife that Ariel can't go somewhere, does she say, don't listen to your father, wait till he leaves, and you can go when he walks out the door?
No.
Why would we promote that? Dad, you just don't understand. My mom died and this went on. I don't care if your mama died 3 years ago. I still didn't get to cuss my daddy out. You can come. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, but you know, you, the different impression, I got a different impression of you of when they do things. I believe they really show women, you know, in a really bad light on that channel because. And they number one rule for Hallmark Channel: don't bring in an Australian actor and have him.
He looks
bad
good.
Southern. He looks
no, he
good.
He looks good,
but he does a really bad Texas accent.
Wait a minute. Wait, don't forget about the Mexican family that was all white.
The Mexican family was all white.
On the girl who got fired.
Yeah.
On another movie. I'm serious. They got this all Mexican family, and everybody they were in Puerto Rico.
Well, Mexicans are white.
No. Not American white. It's almost like
is that white Hispanics? We have American white. That sounds like
that's American white.
What color did you paint your house? American white.
Do you know? I'm serious. And I'm going, are you guys trying to bring us together or tear us apart?
The women they tend to be emasculating, but it doesn't work because the women are always turned out to be whack jobs who come back to the men. And if I were a woman, I would be very, very angry about how they portray women having to eat what they've said and come back and take the man back who's strong and been the subject of the woman who wronged him. You were cheating with my girlfriend.
No, that's Lifetime. I got to take a break real quick. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. We'll get to everything else in the news, but you just need to watch what you're watching because they're watching you and they're changing you. We'll be right back.
That's true because I spent a half a billion.
I want to talk about that when we come back. I did a
boneheaded
thing.
Well, Mother's Day is now the current. It's bigger than Christmas, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. Could
be.
Halloween's
getting to be bigger than
Christmas. Bigger than Christmas.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Whoa.
That's serious.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
That's serious. And I was so messed up Saturday. Went downstairs and ran into Lisa and Sandy at getting their hair cut. Got up, went back, took patches back upside
down
upside.
Here.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Why did you call?
I was just worn out. So I went to Ryan's.
What are you doing with the bones, dog? Are you not eating them?
She didn't eat them.
She didn't eat the bone.
Oh,
she can't eat the bone.
Watch the bone.
She does pretty good. I've learned that when she gets in the trash, all the stuff that I'm not supposed to feed her. She gets in the trash every now and then and eats all the stuff, and she looks like she's doing pretty good there. So I guess she knows what she's doing. I've got to come right back up. Let's see. I gotta help him out every now and then.
What's he playing?
The voice is gone. doesn't need any help. It's a shame. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440, brought to you by Window World. If you're looking for replacement windows, siding, and to work on your house, and on days like today, you need good windows. You want to call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. You don't want leaky windows. Water gets in, and water is bad. Water goes everywhere, and you can't control it. So take care of the windows and call Window World. Mark.
I did a real boneheaded thing this weekend.
What'd you do?
I didn't get Ginger a Mother's Day card, and I didn't buy Ginger a Mother's Day present. Now, my buddy tells me, you don't have to do that because she's not your mother. I said, but she's the mother of my child. He says, that doesn't count. And I said, well, it counts. So I had to do something. And I said to her at 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, because I had a bad couple of days. We've talked about it. My mind has been elsewhere. And I said, I forgot to get you a card and a present. Well, she pretended not to be hurt, but I know she was. So we went out to get something to eat. And while I was sitting in the car waiting for her to come out of someplace, I texted Alex. I said, you got to call me and get me out of the house. I said, call me, see there's a problem, come over and help me so I can go get a card and
something
for Mother's Day. Let me tell you, folks, going out to buy a Mother's Day present at 7:45 p.m. on Saturday night before Mother's Day is not a good idea.
Bad idea.
Bad idea. So I'm not going to tell you the candy store that I walked into, where all the fathers were there with the little kidders. What do you want to get your mother?
I don't know.
You know, and...
Let's get it. No, let's get it. No, let's get it.
Well, these kids were so misbehaved. And one father in particular had two little brat kids.
Mark.
Who were not going to tell what they were doing. You know what the candy counter looks like with all the candies in there that they're hand packing?
Yeah.
They were getting their bodies. They took their shirts off and were rubbing their bodies up and down the window while the goofy father just stood there.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't there.
Finally, this elderly lady. And I've never seen this happen in a store. Looked out at those kids, and she said, you sit down, you shut up, or get out. I've never heard a clerk do that in a store, and I swear those of us that were standing there wanted to applaud.
That goes back to what I was saying about the Hallmark Channel and the kids. I saw the kids tell the parents off. I saw the kids tell the cops off. And I see the adults going, I can't believe they did that. I'm telling you, Mark. We're in a society where now we've gone mad.
It's not over. Next, I had to go get a card. I just got a box of pre-wrapped candy. I had to get the heck out of there. So I went up to a local pharmacy, and I'm not going to tell you which one it is. And there was the fathers and their kids looking for picked-over Mother's Day cards.
It was you too.
Yeah, I was there too. But the kids, what they were doing is taking the cards and throwing them on the floor. Out of the slot, onto the floor. Out of the slot, onto the floor.
Mark,
never would have happened.
And the father stood there and let these kids do it.
But, Mark, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what we promote. And my question is, how long have you been married?
No.
47 years.
Okay.
Year.
How old is Alex?
He's 30. He'll be 34 in October.
And how many Mother's Day gifts have you gotten your wife in those 40-some years?
Every year.
So what makes you think you can get to 45 and change your mind? See, one thing I've learned, and I want you to learn this, Jeff, you understand this, and I hope whatever you start, you must finish.
It wasn't intentional. I just forgot.
Doesn't matter.
I had a bad couple of days.
Mark, if you tanned a little bit more than you are, you would. I mean, if those kids' father was black, that would have never happened.
Not true. Not today.
Oh, yeah.
Not today.
Oh, yeah.
Black father?
I have never seen a black child act up and do something crazy like that without some super with a father in the anywhere.
I don't know if it was a daddy, but I have. I seen them do with a man.
No, it don't happen.
They do today.
I don't know where you saw
they
that.
They do today.
I don't
know. Let me tell you why. Jeff, you kind of look at what goes on. There are. They feel as though they're emasculated. They feel as though they can't do anything in public.
we're going to do.
Because over on the east side.
1 week survey. Let's get our little pads out.
A survey on what?
A survey on whether we see black kids acting up in the store. All you got to do is go on Walmart.
No,
go,
you got,
yeah,
no.
Walmart,
you
go,
no. You got
to
go to Walgreens in Walgreens in the neighborhood. You got to go. You got to go to Dollar General at the beginning of the month on
okay.
the first and second.
Because
you have to. What happens is these young ladies and these young men, they are out there, and what they do, they just let the kid run through the store. So they may not be standing there watching them, but they're not watching them at all.
Well, last Friday, if we left after we left, we did the show on Friday, went up to meet my friends at the Mexican restaurant up by the mall, and the kids were sitting there with mom, and they were gotten, they had the big thing at the chips. They'll never throw the chips on the floor.
Let's see, I don't know anything about that. That I've never seen.
One at a time. And the poor servers were walking over these things, and they were crunching all over the floor, and they would go and sweep it up, and the kids kept throwing them down.
I've never seen in a restaurant. I don't see a lot of acting up with a family, with families, with black families acting up at a restaurant. Now stores, I do. You've never seen it. Now I've seen it inside the, because I've looked and said, you know, especially with babies.
Well, babies are different.
No, babies are not different. Because no, babies are not different.
Babies are different.
Baby, when I say babies, I'm anything you hold.
I'm saying hold, just toddling around, because when they just toddle, they
I'm not talking about I'm not toddle. So
I'm
said baby.
These are kids I saw that are old enough to know better.
Well, but you got to understand they're not allowed to say anything in school either.
Yeah.
But my question is now: look at Alabama and abortion, and why is your girl from the girl who ran for governor of Alabama? What is her problem? Why does she hate the kids?
Who's that? Is that Alabama or Georgia?
George. Stacey Abrams. But she's over in Alabama now talking about what's going on there with their heartbeat bill.
She's the governor of Alabama, too.
She's not the governor now.
She says she's the governor of Georgia.
She's on the public.
She won the election. That's how she won the election. Now.
She did win?
Yeah.
She's not governor.
I ran, no. You ran, you won, you had to cheat, so I won.
You disenfranchised black voters, and black voter turnout was up like 15%.
That doesn't matter.
But did you?
So what?
But
still
did you see her comments on the heartbeat bill?
No.
When you listen to some of these people talk about the heartbeat bill in Alabama and the one in Ohio and how it is atrocious for what they think.
How do you learn to think that way?
I don't know.
You're sold out to a political ideology. That's how you learn to think that way. Because the more foolishness that you stand for, the more they promote you.
I mean,
that's why Uncle Joe Biden. Who wanted her to run as his vice president. So we'll see whether she does or not, because Joe's going to win this. But none of these people are going to win the election.
But even if she wins, the ignorance of America right now when it comes to politics, especially those who are underserved in Appalachia and in the inner cities, I speak to them because their news is more limited than those that are outside of that circle.
And I'd have to ask you that question, though. Do you really think the Appalachian people aren't informed?
I think a lot of them are not informed because they feed into the same stereotypes of what's being spouted as the inner city, maybe just on an opposing side. They don't know why they like Trump. You have to understand. But they like it because of what the media said to like about him. So they believe if you look at the ignorances of America, you tend to spread out towards your ignorance, don't you? Ignorance hangs with ignorance, so that we can all be ignorant together.
I don't know how that works. I think that what has happened is society has segmented itself to where the ignorant are brought together
right.
on an economic basis.
Correct.
And so, therefore, people aren't interested in them. They're interested in training them.
Correct.
They train them to vote a certain way versus
There goes my, and so even if they vote, even if they vote Republican, even if they're Trump supporters, they don't know what, because they're supporting Trump not because of necessarily what he's doing, what he's saying, but based upon they feel as though he's there to protect the new middle class.
You really asked an interesting question. I never thought about that. The access that white rule populations. What access they have to news?
They don't have. Again, we keep all Americans ignorant based upon your subsection. We don't care where you are, as long as you're ignorant and you follow me, we'll let you be there. That's why you let ignorant people become wealthy, because they'll give you their wealth back to you. It's easier for people. It's easier
not
for
wealthy.
It was okay, rich.
Yeah, exactly. They let you become rich.
Yeah,
because that's why you have people who spend $30 million on a house and a fish tank. I'm just saying, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. But think about that. We don't understand that. We spend stupid money, stupidly when you're stupid. We'll be right back.
When I was just a little girl.
Do you remember that song?
Should I be?
I asked my father, what would I be?
Why are you so loud in the headphones?
Who?
You.
Turn your headphone down.
I can't. I can't hear nobody else. You're way up above us. I don't know why. I don't either.
Don't
change nothing.
How's my sound for you, Josh? I'm doing good there. How's my sound in your ear, Mark?
You're loud, but that's okay.
So you're loud. I'm loud. So.
Well, you just got to look at the headphone feed from your mic. Only.
Where does that say out?
I don't know. Don't try it. Don't mess with it.
You guys.
Not now. Not now.
If I mess with it when Josh is not there, then I mess it up.
Where are the two leads going out of the headphone jack?
This jack, one's going to the station, and one's going to my headset.
To your headset?
That's correct. My headset is running out of there. My headset's out of here. That's why I can hear Josh and you can't.
Well, we're going to change that.
When we change that, then they can't hear me as well.
No, we're going to
I can't hear them as well.
No, you're going to hear everything, and they're going to hear everything.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to change that. Because I have I have another one of these electric, and that's what we need to split that out.
I just try to come in here and push a button.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You don't have to touch that. You don't touch this, do you?
I try not to.
Yeah, you don't have to. That dog ate them bones.
I told you. She act. Don't think. Don't act like she's a.
Who's celebrating? Huh? This right. Come on.
You guys ready? Well, we're back, and you're listening with Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440, and I'm in studio with Mark Manji and Jeff Green. I'm Tracy Winbush. We're brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. For replacement windows, you want to call Fred Moran and the Moran family at 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. We have a board up here, and when I came in, Mark had the whole place smelling like marker spray.
Like what?
You know, magic marker spray.
Oh. Because
he had been writing like a dictionary. A thesis when I came in. So we got this list up here. Now, I need to ask Mark about some questions. I know the Democrats are out of control. They're nuts. I heard about Facebook.
Yes.
I don't see that. How are you going to break up Facebook? And break them up into what?
Well, and that's a good question. And they said the same thing about AT&T.
But it's different because their internet's supposed to be free. The what makes the internet? The internet's supposed to be free.
I think my own personal opinion is that they probably would not break it up. Facebook is asking for regulation, and I think the government ought to give it to them, because right now you have got a private corporation that is now providing a service that is integral to the base operation and basic function of the country, and has become the town square for the exchange of ideas. The problem is it is run by a left-wing cabal of people who are supposed to be protecting the people from terrorists and murderers and killers, and instead they're protecting the people from the right-wing conservatives.
Jeff, you agree with that?
Yep.
So now, if you break Facebook up, or if you regulate – see, this is my problem with regulation. Regulation works only if it has good oversight. So let's look at the newspapers and the radio and television that I know most about. We had regulations, and things were working out very well. And then somebody got a bright idea that we need to deregulate the telecommunications company. So FCC came in and relaxed the rules. And so now I have in Mahoning County two stations that control eight channels. Was that good regulation or what?
Yeah, and you're talking about access to the airwaves.
That's correct.
What we're talking about, and that's it's not good regulation.
But I'm just saying, that's how we regulate. Look, AT&T is bigger, better, and better than they ever been before.
Yeah, and so is Verizon.
And Ma Bell is huge.
Verizon's an offspring.
Spectrum is taking over the world.
Yeah.
So please tell me.
So it's more of it's less like broadcasting and more like the electric company.
Okay.
And now First Energy wants a bailout.
Well, it's not a financial issue. It's an issue of a common utility, because Facebook basically has become a utility, and they need to allow free speech, and they need the protections that a regulated company would get from liability issues from where they screw up.
Like what?
So right now that says, I'm looking here, that they have eliminated, Italy's going into election.
Yeah.
They've taken all of the populist-related websites off of Facebook because they're pushing hate. So, you know, this is
so what is hate? And there we go. Now there goes the question, what do you classify as hate? Because if you look at what they classify as hate and what I classify as just information, it's two different things.
And that's the problem. And they are incapable of self-regulating themselves on those kinds of issues, because the people who work in Silicon Valley are so far left that anybody that doesn't agree with late term abortions or post birth abortions is a hater.
But even if, again, who
hates women?
My question is, who's going to define what is hate?
And therein lies the problem. I'll tell you, and you're asking a good question. I can't tell you what the positive answer is, but I can tell you who won't, and that's the people that are doing it right now, because
that's
they're
right.
not doing it.
So
they're going to have to come up with something to fix it.
So where do we define who are the hate police? It can't be the ACLU.
Well, Jeff, I don't know. I mean, there's things.
Now, who are the hate police? I want to ask Jeff before I ask you. Who are the hate police?
The hate police are going to be the left, any kind of way.
Who's left?
The United States left, or the progressives of the world.
So Nancy Pelosi left.
Yes.
They're going to define what hate is?
Of course they are.
They're already doing it.
They're doing it now.
So
they've done it for years.
The Facebook acted on the recommendation. They hired a watchdog group to define what hate is, and the watchdog group defined hate as anything that they don't agree with.
Okay, so let's go back
precisely.
Go back to what I said. So how the government puts in a regulation? Who defines hate on the government basis? How do we define what hate is?
I don't want to say it's very easy, but it can be done. And on those kinds of things, I'm a lawyer,
You learn, you define what it is, you get definition. So you're not going to have anything that advocates murder.
Okay.
So, you know, you
abortion is murder.
Yeah. And then let's stop. You know, I get off the top of my head. I'm telling you, you're going to write these. You can't have anyone that's going to tell people to go burn somebody's houses down.
Right.
This is stuff that's already against the law already. Mm-hmm. And you can incorporate that in. But what you get into is more like the United States Supreme Court definition of pornography, which is, I can't define it, but I know it when I see it.
Hey, listen, I got a call on 469. Good morning. Welcome to Tracy and Friends.
Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning,
this is just for easy reference, this is Dallas Mike.
And hi, Dallas Mike.
I'm just kind of flipping through and listening, and I wonder if your guest understands who is actually reporting on Facebook what is considered hate speech. Because I really, really don't think that information is being talked about.
That's correct. Who does report? That is correct. Who is reporting to who?
I will give you a very good example, okay? Try 20,000 contract workers out of Phoenix and a couple of other areas, and their job is to go through every person on Facebook that hits a "I don't like this" button. And that pops up on their computer, and they read through it, and they make a decision whether or not it's, quote, hate speech or fake news, or it is a self-regulating scenario. And the idea being pushed that it's all about this, you know, liberal, progressive, that's just hoodoo. That is not reality, because there are people in Phoenix, Arizona. There was a great big article in, I believe, Vox, V-O-X, that went in-depth, and it's about a 30-page article, and it talks about these are contract workers basically just doing slave labor. They only make about $20,000 a year, and they're not considered employees. They're considered 1099. So they do not get health insurance. They do not get coverage. They get nothing else like a, quote, normal Facebook employee gets out of, you know, Silicon Valley. I think they average about $220,000 a year in compensation. But the people that are actually attempting to do the fake news and the hate, these are just contract workers that they don't have another better job to go do. And they put up with a bunch. They have to read this stuff. And if it offends them, they take it, they say, okay, this is offensive. They take it to their station manager, and the station manager says, yes, this is offensive. These are not some left-wing conspiracy theorists. So your fellow that's doing his spouting about, progressive left wings is absolutely full of shit. Now, that's just my personal opinion.
Hey, no, you can't say bad words. We're on terrestrial radio, so you can't say bad words on here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So you believe – so hold it. I'm going to get this straight. I want you – I think you believe that this is a group of people who are hired, and they just go by what they think, and they decide whether it's hate or not. You don't think this is a left-wing conspiracy to make sure the conservatives don't get their message out?
Facebook is hiring. I think now they have 28,000 employees that they have hired, and about 90% of them are contractors, 1099s.
Might I suggest
every post on Facebook, when you click on the top right hand corner and it says report this, or it's a self regulating environment.
So you think it's self regulating? You don't think they don't need to be censored? That's what you're saying.
I'm saying it is a self regulating environment, you can't.
Mr. Texas, listen to what happened. I was trying. David Clark was coming to town for an event here, and I was trying to put.
Sheriff David Clark. Yeah.
Thank you. And out of Milwaukee, and he's very, very polarizing. And I was trying to boost it. They're always trying to get money out of me to boost something on Facebook. So I tried to boost my event. And I kept on getting an error message saying that I could not boost this event because I didn't have permission to do so because he was a national political figure. Now, all I want to do is tell my friends that I've got a friend coming to town and that I want them to come to my event. I shouldn't have to go through that much of a headache because you think that he's that polarizing because his name showed up. Now, you can't tell me. I mean, they didn't do it when my name came up. Or your name came up. You can't tell me that they're going to limit this because they don't like the name of Louis Farrakhan, or they don't like the name of David Clark, or they don't like the name of Donald Trump. And what they were doing
again,
was limiting my access.
That
to
is where they're.
Really
but that's where Facebook's algorithm, and that's they put out an article last week or week before that said that they were going to try that they could not find an algorithm to determine. Quote, hate speech, because that would take out about half of the Republican representatives.
And that's the point. That's the point. So and right now,
so, again, right.
I have a hard time getting it out.
Well, my question, though, to answer your scenario of David Clark, I believe Facebook's answer is, due to David Clark's own posts on Facebook, he evidently has had enough people report that they didn't like what he said. Right.
Okay. No.
And so, therefore, they made the decision, okay, when enough, and I don't know what the threshold is. I don't,
But even though you missed the point. You have the right to post, and I have the right to not like what you post. Just because I don't like what you post, that does not mean if enough people don't like what I post that they have the right to put it down.
May I interject, please?
Yes.
Okay. May I suggest to you, Dallas Mike, that you have a person by the name of Mr. George Soros who has a whole mindset of how to affect the news. How to affect.
And so does Rupert Murdoch and the Koch brothers and the Munsters.
Can I finish,
okay, go ahead.
Can I finish, sir? Rupert Murdoch does not employ people like MoveOn.org and 12 different leftist organizations that are fighting to destroy the Constitution of the United States for the purpose of overthrowing this government and this country so that they can tear it down and make it into what they want to, which is a bastion of far left socialist people. That's what they're doing. It says they need us to fit into a one world government. With people with guns that own guns like we do, they cannot make us into a one world government because they'd have to kill about 2/3 of the United States to make that happen. Under certain circumstances.
Well, listen, I'm going to take a break real quick. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back.
I mean, that's what it is.
Well, the last batch they did. That was deliberate. They deliberately picked groups. That was done at the top.
Sure, they did. They're not playing. They're doing this stuff on purpose.
Mike, your mic is still on.
Oh, okay.
Do I need to get off? Is that what you're saying?
No, you can stay on. You can stay on. So thank you for dropping in. We're here every day from 11 to 12. Just don't say bad words.
Yeah, my apologies.
That's all right.
But I am a progressive, and therefore I have silo thought views. I don't know if is that So am I not welcome on your show? Is that what you're saying?
No, you're always welcome.
You're welcome.
Always welcome. That's what my show is about, to voice your view in opposition. I'd rather us talk about it and disagree than not talk about it because we're scared of it. That's what makes America great.
We don't seek to do like the left does. The left wants to shut down the voice of the conservative. And so that's why you go to a college campus and they shout you down, or they sit in the middle of your try to come to your political rally and shut you down.
And the right does not do that.
No.
No, Jeff. I'm not going to say not at all. Not at all. I'm not going to say not at all. What I'm saying is, I don't say not at all because I don't say never. I'm just saying the majority of conservatives don't have that fight in them like that.
They don't do it. They don't believe like that. Yes, tell me where it happens. Laugh at me. Listen, George. Dallas Mike, don't laugh. You tell me where you think
I got to come back in a minute.
Is there a single article?
Hold on, Dallas Mike.
Go ahead.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Jeff and Dallas Mike are into who does what when. I'm going to change the subject for just a minute because I've only got about 7 more minutes before I'm at the end of the day, Jeffrey. I'm sorry.
Well,
fascism
rests in progressivism in America, and it's destroying this country. That's what we need to stop, and they cannot stop it unless they get rid of guns. And that's what they're aiming at.
Is that why they're going after the president of the NRA and saying that they took all that money and bought clothes?
No, that's something they did wrong.
Okay, so that's something that they did. I'm just saying. So, but they look for it because they don't like
every shooting. You get them. We have to get gun control. You have gun control.
Well,
they don't do anything
about anything here.
Well,
going back to what I said about Appalachia and inner city, we don't do anything about anything here.
Well,
right now we're not doing anything about anything anywhere besides undereducating and underinforming America so that they don't know what they're doing. That's how you have a 10.6% turnout.
Well, for elections.
Well,
absolutely.
Because people are so apathetic that they have so checked out that no one's paying attention to their world and what's going on around them, and they're doing a very good job. Now, I need to know what is going on July. Is that I hope that's July 24th and not July 4th.
Oh, I thought that July 4th is.
I like July. July 4th is Independence Day.
Yeah, the president's changing the holiday celebration in Washington, and he inserted himself in it to give a speech. And the left-wing press in Washington
losing their mind.
What do you mean?
Well, he wanted to do this military thing, okay? Then he couldn't do it because it costs too much money. So he's moved where the 4th of July celebration is, where the fireworks are going to be. And then he's going to come and he's going to march in the parade. And he's going to give a speech.
What's wrong with that? Presidents don't march. Presidents don't march in 4th of July parades and give speeches.
Not in my lifetime that I'm aware of.
I mean, but what's wrong? I mean, what's wrong with the 4th of July parade? I mean, it's the day that you read the Constitution, you talk about the Constitution, and you celebrate the freedom of America, even if everybody wasn't free when they wrote it.
86% of the reports on him from all MSM, Main Street Media news sources, have been negative toward him, and nothing positive.
Well, that's nothing new.
Yeah, it is something new.
How's that new? It's been going on for the last 3 years.
How many Main Street Media stories came out negative against Obama?
They couldn't.
Yes, they could.
No, they couldn't. Jeff, I'm gonna tell you as I've told everybody else. They're treating Donald Trump like he's a black man.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Trust me. They could not
they didn't treat Obama like he was a black
couldn't.
Man.
They couldn't.
Why couldn't they?
Because he wasn't.
You can't say this, Justin. You can't just say they couldn't.
I can't, too.
Don't give
That's what
answer.
Makes America. I can, too. It's America. I can say what I want to say. That's what makes America great.
Yeah,
I can. I can say
Larry
he didn't
Clinton.
Want to. I can say he didn't want to and just say they didn't want to. I mean, they didn't want to. It's just true. What's this?
Oh, I'm just saying. Jeez, oh man. What? You can't say something without answering. Listen, America, what makes America great again is you can say something and not have to do what other people want you to do. That's what makes America great. Am I correct? Mark, you have nothing to say here?
I have nothing to say. I'm afraid.
Why are people afraid? That's what's wrong. People are afraid to
if
say, I don't want to say anything
talk
else.
Show. Say something with reason.
I did.
Instead of just saying it. You gave no reason.
I did. I gave a reason. Listen, what makes America great is people can say as they choose, when they want to, how they choose, even if you don't like it. That's what makes America great.
And you don't
have to like it.
I was thinking today, I was listening to one of the presidential candidates on the Democratic Party side say, we can't have four more years of Trump because he's dividing the country. We need somebody to bring us to a better union together. And I'm going to take issue with that because up until Barack Obama, we did come together in a union based on common principles, based on the Constitution of the United States. I was raised to always say, I don't agree with what you're saying, but I'm going to defend to the death your right to say it. That is gone now.
Because remember.
Now as you're saying it, I'm going to kill you.
I think that everything was, we had more freedoms up to 9/11. I think 9/11 was our breaking point. And we came together as one, and after that, everything became Bush's fault, and the nation began to split right then. Because when you go into 2012, if you really want to look at what happened with President Obama struck a chord. Remember, he divided women in 2012 with Romney. Remember the binders?
Oh, we talked.
Remember, he divided black and white because remember Joe Biden told him they was going to put y'all back in chains.
Yeah.
And he said, remember Jimmy Carter's grandson? And the 40 was it 46%?
Yeah.
Or was it 48%?
47%.
You have to look at what the division came in. But that started with Bush and started progressively moving forward. So right now the division is we don't believe that I have the right to just check out and not want to finish a sentence. If I don't want to, I don't have to. You don't have to like it. I don't have to like it. It may not be right. It may not be wrong. But what makes America great is I can do that, and you don't have to like it. Our problem is we want you to do what I want you to do. I want you to look like me, smell like me, go like me, walk like me, and then be me. And you can't do that.
Just like you let Dallas Mike say
that
people from the right try to stop people from the left from talking. That's not true in any sense.
Again,
there is no time that happens in America. If you can show it to me,
I gotta go. You listen to Tracy and Friends. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. We're going to move. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless.